We now turn to a second person who President Aristide has just contacted. TransAfrica founder, close Aristide family friend, Randall Robinson, speaking to us from St. Kitts. Welcome to Democracy Now! Once again, as you return to the phone after having spoken to President Aristide, Randall Robinson.
Well, the president called me on a cell phone that was slipped to him by someone. He has no landline out to the world, and no number at which he can be reached. He's being held in a room with his wife and his sister's husband, who happened to be at the house at the time that the abduction occurred. The soldiers came in to the house and ordered them to use no phones and to come immediately. They were taken at gunpoint to the airport and put on a plane. His own security detachment was taken as well and put in a separate compartment of the plane. The president was kept with his wife, with the soldiers, with the shades of the plane down. And when he asked where he was being taken, the soldiers told him they were under orders not to tell him that. He was flown first to Antigua, which he recognized, but then he was told to put the shade down again. They were on the ground there for 2 hours before they took off again and landed 6 hours later at another location, again told to keep the shades down. At no time before they left the house and on the plane were they allowed to use a phone. Only when they landed the last time were they told that they were in the Central African Republic, then taken to a room with a balcony. They do not know what the room is a part of. It may be a hotel, maybe some other kind of building, but it has a balcony, and outside they can see that they are surrounded by soldiers, so that they have no freedom. The president asked me to tell the world that it is a coup, that they have been kidnapped, that they have been abducted. I have put in calls to members of Congress asking that they demand that the president be given an opportunity to speak, that he be given a press conference opportunity, and that people be given an opportunity to reach him by phone so that they can hear directly from him how he is being treated. But the essential point is clear. He did not resign. He was taken by force from his residence in the middle of the night, forced onto a plane, and taken away without being told where he was going. He was kidnapped. There's no question about it.
How does he actually know, Randall Robinson? How does President Aristide know that he's in the Central African Republic?
Well, he was told that when he arrived. As a matter of fact, there was some official reception of officials of that government at the airport when he arrived. But you see, he still had and continues to have surrounding him American military.
You spoke with him and Mildred Aristide up to 10 times a day in the last days before they were removed from Haiti. How did President Aristide sound when you spoke with him today?
They sounded tired and very concerned that the departure has been mistold to the world. They wanted to make certain that I did all that I could to disabuse any misled public that he had not resigned, that he had been abducted. That was very, very important to him. And Mrs. Aristide explained to me the strange response to my calls on Saturday night. I had talked to her on Saturday morning and him on Friday. But when I called the house on Saturday night, The phone was answered by an unfamiliar voice who told me that the president was busy, a response that was strange. And then when I asked for Mrs. Aristide, I was told that she was busy too. She told me then that even that early on, before they were taken away and before the soldiers came, they had been instructed they were not allowed to talk to anyone. And so that, she said, that was the reason, she explained this today, a few minutes ago, why she was not able to talk to me, and he was not able to talk to me when I called the house on Saturday evening.
And who did they say was the person that you had actually spoken to?
No, but it was not someone who worked at the house, because they know my voice when they hear it, and they respond to it because I call so many times. This was something new, a new person, a new voice, with a new kind of tone. And that's when we began to be concerned that something was amiss.
I will ask you the same question I asked Congressmember Waters, who also spoke with President Aristide, the issue of whether President Aristide resigned. Did he say he did or he didn't?
Emphatically not.
He said he did not resign.
He did not resign. He was kidnapped, and all of the circumstances seemed to support his assertion. Had he resigned, we wouldn't need blacked out windows and blocked communication and military taking him away at gunpoint. Had he resigned, he'd been happy to leave the country. He was not. He resisted. Emphatically not. He did not resign. He was abducted.
Again,
by the United States, a democratically elected president, abducted by the United States in the commission of an American-induced coup. It is a frightening thing to contemplate.
And again, Randall Robinson, you said you spoke to President Aristide by a cell phone that was smuggled to him?
And I cannot call back because I have no number, and the only way they can call out is via cell phone because they have not been provided with any landline.
Did they say how long they will be staying in this place that they are, the Palace of the Renaissance, they say they believe in the Central African Republic?
They've not been told anything. I told her that last night I spoke to Senator Dodd's foreign policy person, Janice O'Connell, called me to say that she had learned from the State Department that he was being taken to the Central African Republic, and she had also been told by the State Department that they had refused, that the South Africans had refused asylum. I told her that I didn't believe that was true because the South African foreign minister. Hello?
Yes, Randall Robinson, we hear you.
Because the South African foreign minister had called me, Foreign Minister Zuma from India, mid-afternoon on Sunday, and she asked how I was doing, and I thought I was going to be doing much better, and I told her so. I said, because I'm sure that President Aristide has arrived in South Africa. She says, no, he hasn't arrived here. We haven't heard anything from him. We don't know where he is. And then we became really alarmed, and she said, there's been no request for asylum. And so, you see, the State Department is telling an interested public, including members of the Congress, that South Africa refused asylum. The State Department knows better. They know that President Aristide was not allowed to request asylum from South Africa or anybody else because he was not allowed to make any phone calls before they left Haiti, during the flight, and beyond.
Anything else you would like to add, Randall Robinson, from your conversation with President Aristide on this smuggled phone that he got a hold of after many hours incommunicado and now saying he believes he's in the Central African Republic with the First Lady of Haiti, Mildred Aristide?
The phrase that he used several times and asked me to find a way to tell the Haitian people. He said, tell the world it's a coup. It's a coup. It's a coup.
Randall Robinson, I want to thank you for being with us. Founder of TransAfrica, attorney, now living in St. Kitts, just having spoken, just getting off the line with Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. He says that Jean-Bertrand Aristide says he did not resign, that he was kidnapped, and it's a coup. As we finally wrap up the program, we're joined by the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights, Michael Ratner. From your knowledge of international law, what can be done at this point?
Well, first, Amy, I should say, helping out with what, not helping, but verifying what Randall is saying, I'm just reading a statement from Pretoria, from the Mail and Guardian that says that South Africa would have no problem with granting asylum to ousted Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, but no formal request has been received, the government said on Monday. What that means is, essentially, President Aristide never got to ask for asylum in South Africa. He was obviously kidnapped by the United States, as Randall says, and taken to Central African Republic, where, as I recall, the U.S. has a lot to do with the current government. In any case, this is a clear violation of international law. It's a criminal violation. It's international abduction. It's kidnapping. Certainly one thing that ought to be done immediately, we could go to the Inter-American Human Rights Commission and ask for immediate measures, precautionary measures against the United States to release President Aristide from custody. Obviously, the matter should go to the UN Security Council as well. The coup itself, of course, is a violation of the territorial integrity of Haiti, going in and swooping out their leader is a clear violation of the UN Charter. The UN Security Council ought to act on that immediately. There are those two things to do immediately. They should probably be done, assuming they're in the best interest of President Aristide at this point. But it's a clear, absolute international criminal and criminal law violation, no doubt about it. And I'm just hopeful that in the next day or so, we'll be able to take some action with regard to this.
Michael Ratner, president of the Center for Constitutional Rights. We have to wrap up the show. We will continue to keep people updated at our website, democracynow.org. And we're going to end with the words of Mildred Aristide in her last major interview before she was taken away. I interviewed her in the National Palace this weekend, the National Palace in Port-au-Prince.
Is that there? Is that the strategy that the world is saying is okay to deal with political dissension today in the world? And if that is the case, then it's a sorry day for democracy in the world.
Mildred Aristide, the First Lady of Haiti, before the Aristides were taken away from their country, Haiti, now reported to be in the Central African Republic. Again, our website, democracynow.org, for the latest news on what is happening in Haiti. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Sharif Abdel-Kaddous, Anna Nagara, Elizabeth Press, Jeremy Scahill. Our website, democracynow.org. If you want a copy of the show, 1-800-881-2359, 1-800-881-2359. Keep keeping tabs on our website. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Build a cell and store and fire. All the bombs and guns to defend your holy empire. There are children